Bank of Cardiff. Thank you. We're interested in some of our working capital financing programs, and we got your website. Just wanted to touch base with you, so give me a call at 858-255-2347.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, is this Jim?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jim, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Oh, not too bad, Sam. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well, thanks. Did I catch you at a good time here, or looking a little busy?
Oh, I think I can do what I'm doing and talk at the same time.
Alrighty.
I'm trying to take care of some receivables.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, we just spoke a couple weeks ago. We were talking about, oh, the last thing you were trying to do is fix those migraines, actually. And then you're going to get on to business. How's that going?
Actually, they've eased up considerable, although they're still lingering. I'm not dealing with the intensity level that I once was, and okay, the pain issue that is associated with those kinds of headaches.
Right. There's so, cluster migraines, is that right?
Yeah.
No, those are rough. I've got some family members that had those. I'm not sure if they're hereditary or something, but did you do anything to kind of treat them, or did it just kind of ease off by itself?
Yeah, both.
A little both.
Adjusted some blood pressure medicines, and he gave me some other meds to address the headache from the onset of it, and it kind of helps take the edge off of it, you know.
Right. Yeah. Fair enough. And it's been kind of helping. They're a little bit less of a distraction now.
Yeah. You could say that. I mean, I've been we've been very, very busy out here, and so.
Well, that's good. That's not a bad problem to have. Anything new come up? I think the last time we spoke, we were just talking about those guys from Albuquerque. I'm not sure if you heard back from them.
Yeah, he came over and spent some time, and he's one of my better customers, as a matter of fact. He buys my existing product right along.
Okay.
So he was taking a look at the new new technology.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know you guys were working on some intellectual property. I can hear your phone ringing there. You got to take that?
No, I'm going to let it go.
Some telemarketers over there.
Yeah, about 95% of the calls are, solicitors. So.
95%, that's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, that may be a little bit
exaggeration,
but not by much.
Well, if you want to know how they get your information, it looks like there's a UCC filing, TD Equipment Finance, but this was all the way back in 2009, so I'm not sure why they're still all up in your business right now, calling all the time. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, that's kind of how it works. So technically, whatever bank you went to at the time, they would have filed with the UCC and sent your information over to them, and then everybody who has access to that database would just have, like, the contact info, and that's where they start calling from, in case you were ever curious.
How do you stop them? I mean, how in the world do you...
Honestly, every time they'd call you, it'd be a different company. You can ask them to take you off their, put them on a do not contact list of some sort, but there's so many different ones. There's no way to, you'd have to... There's like hundreds of these companies you'll have to call. Every one of them that calls, you'll have to tell them, hey, I'd put me on your do not call list, and it would just be a repeat event for a while.
Yeah, I'd spend most of my time trying to defeat it and end up being a bigger problem.
Okay. Yeah.
That's incredible.
That sounds about right. That's been the problems most people are having. The thing is, it should work where you express some interest or you're looking for something, but these guys just call you all year round just trying to poke. Kind of see when it is you might be looking. Yeah, it's definitely a long, drawn-out game. You just stopped answering that phone there?
Yeah, I just stopped answering most of the time unless I recognize the phone number.
Sure.
And,
or the area code.
Any consequence, then they'll leave a message.
Right, exactly. Anybody that matters. Hey, you guys are out in South Carolina, if I remember correctly. You guys have any of those hurricane warnings right now?
North Carolina is where we're at, but
I don't know.
I haven't seen what's going on with the system, but it looks pretty ferocious. So
yeah.
I know it's finally coming up all the way up the coast of Florida, and so you know, with the hurricane, who in the world knows where it's going to finally end up?
Exactly. You know? All these guys trying to predict, and at the end of the day, it just does its own thing anyway. Yeah, no, it's true. But you guys haven't gotten any of those evacuation warnings? I know some people are kind of scrambling to get out.
That's not far south of us here in the Charlotte proper area. So,
right.
You know, we might get some rain and wind out of the thing. We usually do when it comes up the coast to some extent, but this one's a little bit different. Creature, it seems like.
It does look like that way. They've got, as far as I heard, I think they have the whole east coast trying to evacuate, but I guess it depends where you are. Kind of taking a peek. We've got some guys already calling in the company here thinking they're going to need repairs, trying to secure their finances and trying to...
Oh, really?
Yeah. We get the phones ringing off the hooks.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, hopefully it misses you guys, though. Most of the people are out in Florida. I know they're expecting a pretty big hit there. It's going to land right on their front
door. Yeah, they are. All the way up the east coast of Florida, the storm is supposed to come. And so it's looking quite precarious, actually.
Definitely. Well, hopefully it doesn't touch you guys out there. You guys should be a little bit... It was Harrisburg, is that right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Concord now. My place is not in Harrisburg anymore.
Fair enough. So, yeah, that was kind of basically where we were at. I was just kind of, you know, checking in and seeing how things were going. You said you were looking to update some of the outdated equipment, but I'm not sure if you were, you know, looking to do that right away. You mentioned you were waiting for some of those projects. Did that guy from Albuquerque pick up any more, or... I know you guys had new intellectual property.
Mm. Yeah, but I think he's that's pending with him right now.
Okay.
I'm not so sure it's going to fit his market strategy quite the way he might have been thinking. And I've got some other things that are going on that probably are going to happen before anything will happen with him.
Right. And those are with different companies, not the same guy?
Yeah, well, probably, and here's where I'm at right now, since I've gone through this headache issue.
Sure.
And I'm 65. I know this chair of the pain is probably... hard to listen to, but I'm rolling around here trying to take care of business while we're talking.
Oh, no worries. I can hear you just fine. Yeah.
I'm thinking my distributor has been my distributor since 1987, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And, I mean, Model Ben's recently new, 4 or 5 years old, but it used to be True Contour way back when I chartered the company originally back in 1981.
Sure.
It was True Contour.
Right.
And so the company that distributes for me is Old Kessel. A-Lock Products, and they're from Tellytown, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, actually.
Philadelphia. Nice.
And they have expressed that they'd like to own it.
Oh, that's interesting. You're looking into a buyout here.
Yeah, I'm very strongly looking at a buyout since I had this little setback physically. I've generally been in really, really good health.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gave me a little bit of a wake-up call and said, you know, told me that I probably should, if I could, unload it. And these people are interested in the new technology that I've got.
Right.
I've been working on. I've got a company, a really strong company, that's just reorganized into a substantial group that would like, that has expressed a interest in owning the exclusive rights to the new technology.
Sure.
Just gave him a call.
So then my needs for capitalization to try to acquire new modern or a newer machinery might be
obsolete.
At this point, you know, I'm kind of looking these other things over really close.
Sure.
I've been out on the floor. I mean, steady, 7 days a week for 2 months. I've been in production because we've been so busy.
Right.
And it's been great. Business has been great. And this is probably the better time to try to find a home for it with my distributor and then pursue the other new stuff. I think I've got homes for both of those things.
Sure. Yeah, that definitely sounds like the better option to go, especially if they were interested in it. And, of course, you as being, you know, the one who chartered it and who started everything, you just want to kind of see it grow. I see how that is. I remember...
Yeah.
I got a patent for one of my inventions I came up with. It was a small device that charges, it's an overnight charging adapter for those smartphones. Looks like we did some research, and we found out when you plug your phone in and go to bed, that was just killing its battery life. So I started trying to develop a way to fix it. Yeah, we found out it goes to 100% in like the first hour or two, and then it just sits there at 100%, and the cells deteriorate just because it's sitting there. And everybody does it. I mean, I do it. I'm sure you do it. We all plug our phones in and go to bed.
Yeah,
so we found out that we could make it work in a way where it'll slow down the charge rate, make it fit more for like overnight. So we made something like that. And then the last thing, what was going on with that company, I was like an 88% owner, most of it. They said that some of those bigger companies, Samsung was taking a look at it. One of the guys from Apple was kind of curious. Once we had it patented, I guess half of the fun is just seeing it grow and you just don't, like, I mean, what do I know
about
technology, right?
Yeah, if you could do that, put it in somebody else's hands and let them grow it for you, that's the ideal scenario.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, you've been working with your stuff here for quite some time. Looks like you had it all together and everything. I was on the website. I'm still kind of looking at it, some of those different production methods you had going. I'm sure now that coming towards the end of it, I could see why you would want to see one of those distributors kind of take it from there. Well, what do you think you would do next? Do you think you would stay in the industry or stay in the business or just kind of...
Probably, because I've still got a couple of things on the shelf that have been collecting dust.
Sure.
I think one of them is quite viable concept that I'd like to try to bring to fruition.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just kind of as I feel like it and not have to be involved in production on
Absolutely.
A daily basis like I am...
Right. It'll definitely free up some of your time to focus on the important stuff, that's for sure. Yeah, I can definitely see the benefits of that. And I mean, as interesting as we're a bank trying to do the business loans, whatever, we're just going to want you to do what's best for yourself and your business. So I guess selling it out's the way to go. I'm not sure we can do much with that. Do you have somebody that handles you have like a business attorney who'll like kind of handle the negotiations, or feel like you mostly trust those guys?
I got a patent guy that can write the licensing.
Okay.
He's done that before. I don't have a business attorney right close in hand to draw up the agreement, but I think between the parties, I think we should be able to get that handled. Once we get the draft done, then...
Yeah, definitely. Those business attorneys aren't too expensive or anything. I remember when we were going through the negotiation process, just because it was a brand new thing for me when these companies were over there trying to buy it, we hired one too. They charged like a flat fee of $1,000 or $2,000, and they just kind of stuck around for the whole thing. So, yeah, it's not too complicated. It's just nice to have someone who kind of knows the loopholes. It kind of depends how those distributors, you know them pretty well. You guys have had a significant...
Well, yeah, since 1987.
Wow, yeah. So you're pretty solid with them. It's not like they're going to try to screw you over on
a
deal.
I've been dealing with the same girls in the office there for 30 years, you know. So, yeah, we've...
Go way back,
Yeah.
Sure. So that kind of makes it easier, especially when you're working with someone you know. I mean, like, it's different from,
it sure does.
Yeah, some guy from Samsung coming in, they just want to get it for the cheapest they can, so you've got to be a little more careful with those ones.
Yeah,
well,
that's
yeah,
right.
Definitely. Yeah, so I do remember last time you said you were looking to rack up some cash and get yourself it was like a table saw or something. Is that all part of production? You don't think you'll need any of that stuff?
Well, I'm kind of in the holding pattern right now, Sam, to tell you the truth, because of these other pending options.
Of course.
And that's the way I'd really rather go. And like I said, I've been so busy in production that I haven't been able to even focus on anything else. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I mean, I'm out in the shop floor, help to fabricate and produce the product and come in and, you know, I'm a real small shop now, you know,
right.
There's about 3-4 of us at most of the time. So,
lots of work to do to catch.
Yeah, I'm wearing a lot of hats and, you know, I've done that before, so that's nothing new, but it's time for, I think I want to get, I really truly want to get my fishing hat out and,
sure. Just kind of go digging again.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so that's kind of where I'm at right now, but, you know, that doesn't mean that, who knows, in a month from now, if I might still be doing what I'm doing, and then it might decide that ultimately I want to go, but I don't think so.
Sure, honestly, from just looking at things, I kind of hope this works out for you, if it seems like a better deal, because if you're taking up all your time in production, you've got some good stuff, you think it could, think you could get going here if you weren't so busy. I feel like it's a better use of your time. Production is kind of the busy work, like, you could definitely pass that off to someone else, but like you mentioned, some of those things you want to dust off and try to move on, no one's going to be able to do that but you, so... Definitely priorities there. Exactly. I remember you guys had a pretty big company a couple of years back, though. It was like before 2012 and after 2008 or whatever. You guys had like a multi-million.
We were doing $5-6 million a year. You know, in our heyday when things were good, back when the economy was helter skelter and. And then residential kind of fell off the cliff, right?
Yeah.
So, I went through that, went through the big company thing, and, it's a lot of work.
Of course, yeah. No, it's rough there. And you weren't the only ones that kind of fell off. It was kind of a 2008 thing where people would tell me all their business contracts went dead, nobody was willing to pay, and it was just like, sue me. What? There's nothing.
That's exactly what it was. What are
you gonna do? Go get tied up in court trying to fight these people? Like, it's not worth it.
No. I mean, you can't. Even if you could afford it, wouldn't be. So it's just one of those things about life. You just get up and you get going again. So this is managed to keep the original concept from way back when I patented it in 1981.
81, yeah.
So,
that's kind of what I have here. Yeah, those were rough times, but I mean, that must have been some good... Too bad you couldn't negotiate the sale back then, though. You could have had a bargaining chip.
Oh, I missed it. It was there. It was there. I had the offer. I just missed it.
I'm sure.
It was $6.2 million offer.
That was the buyout offer. Well, the thing is, when you're in the middle of it, you think you can grow it bigger and bigger, and things are going well. Why would you give it up? Like, nobody would. Like, no sane. It just wouldn't have made sense at the time. But like, there's no way to know that in a few years we'd have a housing bubble burst.
How many times I've looked back at that one?
Oh God, I bet staying up at night.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Anyway,
that.
I still can make it happen. I can still, I think, put a package together that's going to see me the rest of the way out. And,
of course.
That's the direction I'm heading in, Sam.
All right, Jim. Yeah, that sounds like a good direction there. I'll stay in touch, just kind of see how things are going. I'll be hoping things work out your way and everything, I guess. if everything goes according to plan, that buyout goes through, yeah, you wouldn't, there'd be no reason to buy any equipment. You could focus on the important stuff, see if you can get the, you know, those ideas from concept to reality. That'd be a much better, more significant impact on the industry there. Production, someone else can handle, you know, like that busy
work. I agree.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll just go ahead and just update my notes here, just kind of, see, we're waiting for the buyout offer, and then I can circle back in maybe like 2-3 weeks, just kind of pop in, see how things are going.
All right, that'd be fine.
All right, Jim, it sounds good. Wish you the best of luck over there. Let you get back to it.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
Sam. Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.